Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They feel insignificant, so they'll take it out on women.
We'll call them incels, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. Boys at twitch.tv/theloreboys here. My name is James Miller, and I'm joined with...
I'm Ethan Palmer, at Twitch TV.
I'm Peter O'Donohue. I don't recognize Twitch as a official state.
All right, man.
I mean, controversial opinion here.
Yeah, controversial opinion.
it'll always be Justin TV to you.
Yeah.
How up to date on Twitch are you guys? Do you know how to farm lol W's? Do you know what K-Kona means?
I barely know what Poggers means.
Okay.
Poggers is PogChamp. I know Keck W. I don't know how to farm it or whatever you were saying.
Farming it is just like what streamers would do. Like they would do an action to get that reaction from chat.
I know -700. That's a meme.
-700. Try hard 7.
Yeah.
And then salute.
Yeah. No, the 7 is the salute.
Oh,
because
I
the try hard is the face and the
you make
7
the
is
7.
The...
Okay. Yeah, I think the last time I was on that website was about 2 months ago and was to turn off all notifications because every time some fucking World of Warcraft person you probably subscribe to went live, I'd get a fucking email. And I was like,
wondering where those notifications went.
Yeah.
I have like 3 or 4 Twitch accounts now and I love it. I've been watching so much Twitch, especially in this time where we're at home. It kind of feels like you're hanging out with someone and you're not alone in a basement apartment.
I hope everybody out there is doing well and staying sane. Unless you're here with us in Quebec, then please continue to panic because things are not going well.
Yeah. Coronavirus is not what very poggers, as they would say.
You know? No, yeah.
Yeah, not very poggers of you at all.
No, it's more Pepe hands, I would
Pepe
say.
Pepe hands, yeah, I was going to say.
Which one's Pepe hands?
It's the Pepe the frog, like holding his hands outwards, kind of crying.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Okay. Yeah. That he's like in the tiny, you know, he's in like the Oliver Twist position. Like, please, sir, may I have some more sort of thing.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you want to frame this episode, but I guess it's like for anybody who listens to us talk about Twitch and has never experienced it before, this is like a brief history.
It's going to be useful for me.
It's kind of like how Twitch came to be, because if you're like, let's say, an alien or something looking down on us, and okay, there's humans who will watch another human play a game. You're not even playing the game. You're absorbing it through someone else and getting just as much satisfaction out of it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, our entire listener base listens to people talk about a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it gets even more meta. Sometimes there's Twitch people who will watch Twitch clips on their streams and react to reactions of Twitch clips.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds like the worst fucking thing on earth.
It's like, oh, Greek and Mitch Jones have gotten into a fight this week. Let's see what Hassan has to say about it. And it's this whole, I don't even know how to describe it.
I would call it incestuous.
Yeah. To each their own, but I'm kind of with P here. Like, it's not for me. Yeah. And it's what H3H3 on YouTube became when I stopped watching them, when all he did was talk about other YouTubers and their drama.
Yeah.
And, like, I wanted his dumb, stupid, goofy videos, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, his thing was always kind of, like, making, like, reacting to people's videos. He was, I guess, one of the earlier people on YouTube to do it. But when he really became just like solely that and not making jokes and not being goofy and just reacting, I just like lost interest.
I unsubscribed from H3 and unsubscribed from the podcast probably early 2020 because he is the most emotionally draining, unhappy human being to listen to
for, sure can be.
For 2.5 hours. Like, even if you have someone on that I like Bill Burr or someone interesting, like one of the old Democratic candidates for president, like,
Bill Burr made him seem like a child in that interview. He was just knocking him down.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but he will suck the life out of any conversation. Yeah. But I really like Gila and like the crew. Yeah. It's just Ethan who I hate.
Yeah. Well, this is not the H3 podcast, so we don't have to talk about it.
Sorry.
I guess I only mentioned it to say I do enjoy Twitch. I don't enjoy the meta aspect of Twitch.
Yeah. The meta right now of Twitch, basically to make it big on Twitch, to get your clout if you don't already have it, or to maintain your clout if you do have it, is Reddit/r livestream fails. It sounds like this is only mistakes that happen on streams, but it evolved to more than that. It could be a good thing that happened.
Okay.
It's just something notable that happened on Twitch. Okay. It happens, shows up on livestream fails. A lot of
show a titty
streamers,
by accident, throw up into your hands, punch the camera.
Both of those happened. You know about those.
I do. My buddy, who it was his birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Alexi. He's 30. For some reason, was bored during quarantine. He's like, you don't like puke and whatnot, but like, I watched this compilation of Twitch fails where it was just people throwing up on stream, and some guy just like was playing Fortnite super casually and without any kind of hint that something was wrong, just threw up into his hands and was just was super confused as to what happened.
Okay.
You're not allowed to puke on stream. That's a ban. No blood. Can't show blood. That's a ban.
What if you get cut by accident?
Ban.
I mean, it sounds like he puked by accident and he got banned. So
It's not like he was jamming a pen down his throat during a loading screen and like accidentally threw up. It seemed to apparently it came out of nowhere.
Yep, no, should have not done that.
I have not seen the video, for the record.
Yeah, well, I saw one of them. It might not be the same one. There's a million streamers on Twitch, and there's probably been like 100 people puking on Twitch.
Yeah, there's 1,000 streamers on Twitch at any given time, or 100,000, at least 5 of them are throwing up right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I fucking guarantee it.
Yeah, but so Twitch, that's kind of what it is today, is like a lot of people playing games, reacting to stuff, a lot of gamer culture. There's language that has kind of evolved from Twitch, but this starts way back when, in the ancient year of 2002, in my eyes, is when the movement started for live streaming.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's pre-YouTube, right? YouTube was 2005, I think, or 2004?
Something like that.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. So 2002, like the Steam launcher came out in 2003.
Jesus. That's a long time ago.
Was it 2004? When I Googled
it came out
it today,
with Half-Life 2. Yeah. It came out with Half-Life 2, as far as I know, which was in November 2004.
Okay. Are you looking at it right now? Because I Googled it today and it said 2003 to patch Counter-Strike and stuff like that.
I am not looking at it right now. That is just what I thought I knew, but I. Okay. I
That's what Peter talking mad shit on stream.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A ban, Peter.
making historical mistakes about Steam. That's a ban.
Yeah, that's a ban.
So our story starts with Xfire. Do you guys have any experience with Xfire? Know what Xfire is? What it does?
Never heard of it.
It's a video encoding program, right?
So like way back when, it was a chat service for games.
Okay.
It was like
a Ventrilo, right?
Sort of. It was like an MSN Messenger, more like. It was text chat.
Text chat.
And you could also take screenshots of games. It would be able to know what game was running just by launching the game. Xfire would know. It'd say, you are playing whatever was relevant in 2000.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Counter-Strike it by the sounds of it.
Yeah, Counter-Strike.
What the fuck was relevant in 2002?
Diablo 2, I think.
Halo 1.
Diablo 2 is pretty old by that point, right?
Yeah, well, it's old.
Years old.
People still playing it, though.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Like Jester tweeted us today, there's been leaks that they're doing a Diablo 2 remake, like they did a Warcraft 3 remake.
Oh, yeah, and back it up so they don't fuck up your copy, basically.
Yeah, which is something that I didn't know that they did about Warcraft 3. I didn't realize. I knew that they fucked up Warcraft 3, but it was for the other reasons, not the fact that if you had Warcraft 3 installed, the Battle.net launcher would find that installation and completely remove it and not allow you to reinstall the original Warcraft 3, which is great, good, and fun.
Yeah.
From Blizzard. So
before, when Blizzard was a good company in 2002, Xfire was around, and they developed a desktop app, like I think in 2003 as well. So you basically launch this before you launch all your games. And this is how you keep track of all your gamer friends, because the Steam launcher wasn't what it was today by any means in 2003,
yeah,
if it wasn't even existing. Like I think it was 2003 2004, right? So it shared a lot of the functionality that Steam does today, because you could see what people are playing, you could take screenshots, You could link up with your friends. You could post your records. You could even stream video. So this is kind of what you mentioned. You could also record video. But if you didn't have a Pentium 4 processor or whatever was good back then, you couldn't do it and play at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So X-Fire was the lobe-finned fish dragging itself onto a beach out of the primordial ooze to eventually evolve into a human. That would be Twitch, right?
Pretty much. Like, it wasn't directly... Like, between... We're going to talk about X-Fire, Justin TV, and Twitch. Justin TV is the true...
Lobe-fish.
Like, yeah, lobe-fish. I'd say X-Fire is, like, the fish before it got onto the land.
Kind of. Just a regular fish.
Yeah. Like a normal fish. Yeah. Like a water fish?
Yeah. One that enjoys the primordial ooze.
Yeah. Or like one of them big, scary scorpions that swam around.
Mm-hmm. A megalodon.
Yeah.
So when World of Warcraft came out, X-Fire was actually a huge place for World of Warcraft players. It was the number one game on X-Fire till 2011.
Popular game. 2011? Was it
League?
StarCraft 2 or League?
League.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
League overtook. League was a huge streaming game.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean,
it still is, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I still watch competitive League pretty much all the tournaments. So.
One of the people that you might not know was on X-Fire is Soda Poppin, who is a very popular Twitch streamer today.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He got his start there. He was in high school. He was a young kid playing exceptional Feral Druid, which is a spec no one really thought was good, but he eventually got rank 1 in PvP with it. So
is that in WoW?
It's the druid that can turn into a bear, a lion or a cat, or a seal, or just basically a normal Tauren. I think they added other races later down the line, but it started with Tauren for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was basically a class that no one knew how to be good with, and he became very good, and that was kind of his like
claim to fame.
Yeah, exactly. If you would click on him, it would be like Feral Druid rank 1 PvP. You'd be like, how? So you click on him, and that's how he kind of grew. Now he's a variety streamer. He plays everything.
That was his Planeswalker spark, was getting rank 1 in PvP with Feral Druid, right?
Was that sufficient trauma?
So, like, for context, now when he goes live, he can pull 30 to 40,000 viewers in Twitch.
Okay.
So he's done it his whole life. He's rich now. He lives in a house, and he brought his friends. His old arena mate lives with him rent-free. Greek God X, who's another streamer from the UK, lives there. Milena, his old editor, lives there. So he just bought a house and he brought all his friends there. And he still plays video games and makes money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, sounds kind of nice.
Pretty good dream, actually.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah, me too. I got to find a friend who's really good at Feral Druid so I can live rent free.
Why don't you just do it?
Yeah. Maybe I started a druid. He's level. He'll be level 30 by the end of tonight. We'll see.
Very good.
Yeah. So this is the Wild West for streaming days. Like, moderate, like we were talking about things getting banned. That didn't really happen much on X-Fire.
You could say the N-word and no one would fucking narc on you.
Yeah.
Sounds like paradise.
There'd probably be a bunch of people who would come hang out and say the N-word with you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. a true abandoned frontier town.
Yeah.
A story I heard from X-Fire, it was from Soda Pop in stream. He was in university at the time, or college, community college. And he was in his room, and his brother was having a party. And Soda just really wanted to get to rank 1. It was like, you got to play a lot. So he's just on his computer trying to play, and all these girls are coming in, and they're trying to like pull him away from the computer. And he's kind of a good-looking guy. So there's all these girls, and then this one guy who wants all the girls comes in, and he just whips out his dick. And and Soda's trying to explain. He's like, there's a lot of people who can see you right now. And it's a party. No one really gets it. Live streaming back whenever he was in community college was not like a known thing. So there is a VOD out there somewhere of a very famous streamer now, just a dick next to his head.
No, that's a pretty quintessential college bro moment right there. But to be fair, if somebody was walled up in their room trying to hit rank 1 in World of Warcraft while a party was currently happening, I would also ridicule that person. I've never whipped my dick out at a party, but I empathize with this man who has.
I mean, I assume it was a dorm, and it wasn't even like they were holed up in their room. It was just like the only room, and people were just like coming in, literally at the party.
Yeah. Now, this has come like a super long way. You could get banned for someone could send you a link and you click it and there's a picture of a penis now. And even though it was not your fault, but by clicking it on stream, it was your fault. You'll get banned.
Yeah, I saw a clip of one streamer. Somebody sent him like a game to play, like, and he started playing it, and then there was just boobies at some point, and he just banned.
That was XQC, I think.
Oh, it could have been, yeah.
We talked about it, if it was that one.
Yeah.
Would you be able to play, like, The Witcher on Twitch, considering there's titties?
Yes, yeah, so that in that context, I think it's fine, but if it... I think the way that they word it is overtly sexual or drawing attention to it. Because I watched a lot of VR chats where there's basically half-naked hentai girls who are actually dudes dancing for other dudes' sexual enjoyment. But yeah. Since they put the focus of the stream not on the sex part, but on the context of the game, that flies. It's honest. Twitch doesn't even know what's Twitch dealing.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Twitch is like, it's making us money and the advertisers haven't complained yet, so we're not going to ban it.
Yeah. We just woke up and all of a sudden there were all these rules and we follow them, but we don't really understand them.
Yeah. Keep in mind, it's owned by Amazon, one of the most evil companies in the world. So
same with the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, Washington Post.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. X-Fire, that's the Wild West. This is back when stuff was crazy and people like Soda who were got into it at this time, if they continued with it, they probably have a following because that's just a long time of streaming, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. It's, I mean, even nowadays, like the most important thing is consistency is what everyone says, right? Like even like big time streamers and like you guys kind of said, like that sounds like the dream, like being rich definitely sounds nice, but it, like if I got rich off streaming, I think I would do it long enough to get like a nice investment portfolio and then probably move to something else. It sounds like really unpleasant to me because it's taking video games, which I love, and making them my work.
Yeah.
And then like you have to go 5 or 6 days a week or you just like will lose followers. And it's just like 6 days a week, never able to take a vacation, never able to travel unless you're like constantly streaming it. I'm just like, oh my God, that sounds like my hell.
There's legend. Like if you're good enough at it, you have enough, like Soda took off 2 months for WoW Classic. And then he'll come back and he has 30,000 viewers. And then he'll take off 3 days just because he doesn't feel like streaming. He'll come back. He has 30,000 viewers. Like, you can reach that 0.01%.
Yeah.
Most of us aren't going to.
I mean, you used to get new followers pretty much every single time you streamed over on twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Like, yeah, but
with the consistency, there is always growth.
Let's see, one new follower a day. How many days would it take to reach 30,000?
and then the followers don't tune in every single time, and then of those followers you need a portion that are donators or else you can't support yourself. Like it's not an easy thing to do, and I don't recommend anyone do it, to be honest.
I get with it, like it's something that I always think I would enjoy doing it as like a hobby, and it's something that every time I do stream I do typically enjoy it. Like it is like a fun way to play a video game. It's just not something that I would want to commit to full time. So like if somebody wants to try it, do it for the right reasons. Like don't become a streamer to become a millionaire because your odds are so slim of actually getting rich doing it. Yeah. Like you might as well just do it for fun and have fun. Like I honestly like the Discord stream option, I think, a lot more than Twitch these days. So you can just go like people that you know and just hang out and like play a video game, and then somebody might stop by and like watch you play for a bit and you can just chat.
Yeah.
Like that sounds nice.
Yeah, from what I've heard from other streamers, is I've been watching a lot of streams, and they get this question a lot. Like, they'll get a donation, hey, I'm starting streaming, what do I need to do? Most people say, you're not going to get big by starting on Twitch. You need to get good at a game elsewhere, you need to make the right friends elsewhere, and then Twitch is how you keep that growth going, but it's not, you don't start on Twitch and make your way up, or very, very few people actually do.
You've got to be the pinball wizard. You just need to show up already good because you've been practicing in secret the entire time.
Yeah. Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah. That's the easiest way to play a video game.
First step.
Without seeing it.
Pour bleach into your eyes. Second step. Gouge out your eardrums.
And get some of that bleach into your ears. It'll probably do enough damage as well.
Yeah. But like Ethan said, if you like it, it's a really fun way to do things. I've streamed probably a couple hundred hours now, and I've always enjoyed it, and it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's one of the things I always want to do it, and it's like we've talked about it. I've talked about it a lot, I guess, with like Peter and you. But work just drains me so much that it's always like in the morning. I'm like, I think I'm gonna stream tonight. That sounds like a lot of fun, you know. And then by the time I finish work, I'm like so tired and brain dead. I just like don't want to talk. And I've been in meetings for 8 hours, so I'm just like, I'm just gonna play a video game by myself.
That was one of the things that kind of turned me off doing it as well, because I would like rotate in on our Twitch channel every once in a while. I never realized how much I just love gaming in complete silence and like the need to interact with somebody. I don't have a second screen, so I can't even fucking see what people are saying. So I was just like, oh, this, yeah.
So, and like in the world that, let's say one of us were to make it so that every time we start a stream, we have 1,000 to 2,000 viewers, and that's about like the top 1% of Twitch, and that's enough to get by. All of a sudden now, the people who are showing up are usually coming from other communities and are feeding into some type of drama. So like, Soda's roommate, they say he's low testosterone. So every day, like, if he... And he has a girlfriend who's a Norwegian, like, taller than him, like, huge girl, and she's awesome. Melina's awesome, but it's Nick, NMP Lol is the channel. But anyways, now, let's say you're even a little bit peeved by this. You're going to be, every day you stream, you're going to get the same negative stuff thrown at you, and, like, very few people can take that gracefully. There's going to be trolls who are just trying to piss you off the entire day.
All day.
Yeah, it's like low T. And like, if you're having a bad day, like I just see a lot of streamers having a hard time coping with that stuff.
And I think that's another factor of what type of stream you're watching. So I think those ones where it's like more about like the drama and people getting mad and these people who love to see like the fails on stream, that's probably where you get your trolls, because like, the trolls want to see drama, so they're going to go to the drama channel. Because I watch a lot of Mario Maker streams, and you get so much less of that. Like, it's such like a friendly, happy Twitch chat where everyone's just like there to have a good time kind of thing. But it's also like 1,000 viewers at a time, right? Like not 30,000.
Yeah. But like, go to Reddit and go to any streamer's subreddit, and like, usually there's at least a couple people just throwing a little dig in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, it's the internet, right? That's always been the problem with it. Is like, once you change your display picture and your username, you're not you anymore, and you can do anything you want.
Yeah,
that's why I love our medium, is because we toss out an edited audio clip that's about an hour and a half long out into the middle of nowhere, and then. We never get any live feedback, so we don't need to feel self-conscious about it.
When we stream, and people call me low T.
Exactly.
I can't help it that I don't have hair on my chest, okay?
Guys. So from Xfire, that was around 2002 onwards. Like, I think Xfire is still around even, but like it really fell off in... When Twitch took off in 2011, Xfire was definitely dead. But before Xfire, there was Justin TV. Mm-hmm. You guys ever heard of Justin TV?
I have.
I used to watch Justin TV back in the day.
There you go. So this is 2007, and a guy named Justin Can starts one channel on Justin TV. This is before Justin TV had many channels. There was just one.
It was just Justin?
Justin, one of the founders. And he broadcasted his own life 24/7. Yeah, he's from San Francisco. He's like, crazy. I have an idea. I'm just gonna always be on cam.
He's like Ice Poseidon, who's on Twitch, for people who don't know, there's like a real life streams category.
IRL stuff.
Yeah, which is essentially that. And there's one super popular guy named Ice Poseidon, who, same as I guess Soda Poppin, has like a streamer house where like a bunch of people stay, and he shares the address with the internet, so anybody can show up at his streamer house and like come say hi and all this stuff.
Ass gonna be murdered.
Fully, but I mean the cameras are always rolling, so
that's true. Yeah.
Caught, I guess.
Yeah, it's safer than anything else. As a quick note here, and a quick rest in pieces. We just missed the anniversary. The last of Xfire services were shut down on April 30th, 2016.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there just over 4 years. RIP. F's in the chats.
In the chat.
Dude, in 2002... chat
right now.
In 2002, it sounded like a pretty hype thing to have. Like, I didn't have a way to connect with my gamer friends other than just, like, talking to them, calling them, or being on MSN, you know? It seemed like...
And are those real gamer friends if you're interacting in real life? I don't think so.
No.
You need to go for the authenticity.
I had dial-up in 2002, so all my gaming was single player.
Yeah, same.
And then once I started playing WoW, I just used like the in WoW chat to keep up with people in like guilds, essentially.
Yeah. I actually have Twitch going on to my right now, and they just did a full screen of this guy dancing around, and it distracted me. I need to look at that.
As if running a live video while you're trying to record was a bad idea.
I turned it down, though.
Jamie and Peter didn't want me having the Super Nintendo Super Mario Kart themes themes in the background of this episode, but Jamie's allowed to have Twitch on in the background, huh?
It's an audio medium, dude. I'm allowed to put as much video and color into this as you want because the receivers don't get it until
we
I'm distracted.
We can flash our titties and our, take our dicks out, and we won't get banned from our own Discord.
Dicks out, boys.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Over the elastic.
So Justin TV. Justin Can broadcasted his life 24/7. He popularized the term life casting, and which would eventually become live streaming.
Yeah, I was going to say, considering I have never heard that term, I'm assuming it didn't catch on.
A well-known term.
It evolved. It evolved into live streaming eventually, because for him, it was 24/7 of his own life. He had a camera that would clip onto the side of his hat brim and a backpack with a laptop in it. Yeah. That somehow connected to the internet in 2007.
That's hardcore. Holy shit. I thought he just like worked from home, but he like actually took this outside with him.
Yes.
24/7, man.
The only times that the camera was like not on or it was away from him is pooping. Whenever he took a shower or bathroom.
Yeah. Pooping.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's sex, poop and showering. That would probably be it. But I'm thinking if you're live streaming your entire life 24/7, there's not a whole lot of pussy getting tossed your way.
Certainly not in 2007. Or
no, exactly.
Because I'm sure those people making millions of dollars doing that today probably get enough social calls, as it were. But
yeah, yes. Ah, yes, social calls.
So this is like the precursor to Twitch, right? So he's live streaming 24/7. You have a window into his life. He also had a built-in chat system. So this was really the beginning of Twitch, because what's Twitch without chat?
Yeah, nothing.
They actually just changed the ban system that if you are banned, your whole IP address can be banned from certain channels. And also you can't see the chat anymore, which is kind of controversial because banned people could always at least read the chat still. But that just happened in the last month or so.
Damn. But if they can't read the chat, then they just have to watch the video game, and nobody's on Twitch for that.
No. They want to be at the back of the class, elbowing their friend, and then low T, right? Low T.
Yeah. Writing low T on a spitball and shooting it at the teacher.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I'm all for stopping toxicity in like pretty much any forum. So like, if this is gonna do that and get people to actually stop trolling and like being assholes in general, like sure. I'm not planning on getting banned from any channels anytime soon, so it doesn't affect me, I guess, negatively.
I don't use a chat on Twitch anyway. Like if I ever watch a stream, like I'm not gonna post anything. What the fuck am I gonna say? Like six words that no one will ever see because it just zips by so quickly.
I will say I do know some channels that do it like kind of like for fun. So like I said, I watch a lot of Mario Maker, and there's a type of level in Mario Maker called the troll level, which is like you're trolling the player basically. One guy who's a super popular streamer always plays these levels, and every time he gets got like really, really good, he'll like ban the level creator and like ban the people who play tested the level and everything.
The stream that I have up is actually a Montreal streamer, World of Warcraft player named Peo, and he's an insane rogue. In the last dueling tournament, he was the best rogue. But he loves to, if anyone talks against him, he'll like look up their logs on stream and he goes, when are you following? You're new to this chat? Yeah, it's a ban. And then you'll ban you. And he'll ban you in front of everyone. Like, it's a perma too. Don't even think about it. You piece of shit. Yeah.
Which is like when, I guess, what's going to suffer in this like IP range and chat ban scenario.
And I have his chat going right next to me and there's no negativity, because if anyone gets negative, he just bans them on the spot. Which is probably bad for viewership, but good for community, so...
Yeah. Soon it'll just be you and him, and you can finally be happy when he's banned everyone else.
He was supposed to have a meetup in Montreal this summer, but now that's not happening. I was going to go meet my favorite little rogue. Oh, well. Justin TV. We're not even at Twitch yet. So while streaming, he had a chat system. It was 24/7. His viewers, speaking of toxicity, like to play pranks on him by reporting different supposed incidents to the police. This is later known as swatting.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, sending large amounts of food to his apartment.
Got him.
Internet trolls, they existed in 2007.
He'll have leftovers for a week.
Although I guess it's like, oh, man, now I got to pay for $500 worth of pizza. That's going to go bad.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like in 2007, even today, it's hard to explain that to a delivery driver. But in 2007, like, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, oh no, you
especially
see,
when
this
if
thing,
he invented it.
Yeah, I do this thing called life casting, and what happened was is that people are watching me and know where I live, so they ordered the food for me to eat, but I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, I saw an exact situation of that like this year, where someone called in on Aaron Carter. You remember him? Mm-hmm. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, little brother.
Yeah.
Yep. Remember he dunked on Shaq?
Yeah, he beat Shaq.
You remember? He's all washed up. If you guys want to see some internet drama, go look up him lately. But he got called for animal abuse and on stream had to reply to the person and was trying to explain to them what a live stream was. Or a live stream, sorry. Life casting.
Life cast, yeah.
And even today, it was hard for him to explain to the animal worker that
although
he didn't have pets and he didn't know what the hell was going on.
I mean, that's one of those things, like, I'd rather that the cops or whoever be skeptical in that situation and like kind of demand proof, right? Yeah. But I also bet you in 5 years, like, everybody knows what live streaming is because Facebook has it now. So
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So moderation existed on Justin TV, but not as intensely as it does on Twitch and under the Amazon regime as it does today.
Amazon hegemony.
Yeah, exactly. Since his life's being cast 24/7, he's out in public, he can't always control like what happened. So if someone walked by him and said maybe a racial slur, I'm not sure if this happened, that would just be on the site. That's not something that you could really avoid. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. It's real, dude. This is life casting. Come on.
Yeah. So that's
raw.
Yeah. Fucking raw.
So he's streaming his life for a few months, probably like 6 months or so. And in the summer of 2007, Justin TV became a platform for a bunch of different channels. He said, this is really cool for this one guy, got a lot of attention. Let's get more people life casting. So 60 people joined. And at the directory at the site, you could see any channel at any time of the day. And depending on who was broadcasting or who was offline, because not everyone was as intense as him with the 24/7, yeah. you could see like 20 channels online or only three or depending on what's going on. But
I was certain,
yeah, Justin's always up. It's becoming more of Twitch is the show that never turns off is what a lot of people say now.
Yeah.
And it's in 2007, it was starting to go in that direction for sure, but no gaming yet.
No gaming, but
it was still
I love
pure.
Gaming. Yeah. The gamers hadn't ruined it yet.
No one had yet risen up and ruined everything.
On October 2nd, 2007, Justin TV became an open network. So this is August is whenever it started opening up to 60. On 2007, it said, anyone, you can just become a streamer now in October. And this is where it started to become a lot more like Twitch. Anyone could create or consume the content for free. You could not have an, like, Peter, you could become a streamer and I could just watch you. I don't even need to make an account. So this is kind of revolutionary for the time that you get free services for the live stream. Like, I can broadcast myself and I don't have to pay for it. And then other people can watch it. They don't have to pay for it.
Free to play model, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could buy 99 cent clothes for Justin.
You get him new skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he looks like, but you've got like you've got a tall Justin costume, black Justin. You've got retro 1950s Justin, where he's all grayscale, like totally black and white.
Translucent Justin. Yeah, you see all the capillaries and blood vessels.
Skeleton, yeah. Justin for on Halloween.
On Halloween, yeah.
Spooky. Yeah. So the types of people that were attracted to the site in 2007.
Pedophiles.
They're young and tech savvy, so it's a lot of people who many people who stream for like many hours of their waking life would eventually end up gaming because this was a shared hobby with people who would end up on this website
either. They're young and tech savvy, they're prone to game anyway.
Yeah
Then they realize a lot of people like to watch video games, so they game more, and I think I see where this is going. This
sounds like So in 2007 is whenever it opened up to everybody, and it grew and grew and grew. At a certain point in 2008, I think they were getting two new streamers every day. So by the time it got to 2011, there was a lot of streamers, and Justin TV separated its gaming section and it created a new website called twitch.tv.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember when it happened.
Why is it called Twitch?
Just because probably they had a meeting And they're like, okay. Yeah, yeah, FPSs, they're really twitchy. You gotta have good reaction time for video games. I don't know. They just made it up.
Branding.
No, that totally makes sense.
Why do they call it Amazon? Like, why do they call it Facebook? What an arbitrary question.
MySpace is the only one that makes sense.
There's a legitimate answer for it, but.
When did League of Legends come out? There's a character named Twitch in League of Legends, but I don't think it was.
I believe.
2010. Mm-hmm. League of Legends in 2011 overpassed World of Warcraft being the most popular, the most streamed game. So if Twitch was made in 2011, it might have been influenced by a character that was in League of Legends. But I think Twitch came out later because I remember playing it in 2011 and Twitch came out. But.
I think your correlation between the term Twitch shooter and Twitch.tv is probably correct. I think you're channeling the marketing department from that right now on a spiritual standpoint.
League was 2009, apparently. So
2009, it's possible. Mm-hmm. So Twitch was created in 2011. This is when League of Legends was really taking off, too. That's when I started playing. Was
me too.
In 2011.
Yeah. I was still playing StarCraft 2, but I switched to League.
Yeah. It became a hub for pro gamers to practice and make money outside of tournaments. So let's say you're an amazing Counter-Strike player. That's cool. You can make $50,000 at a tournament, but you're not going to have tournaments every day. So you need
to split it with your team twice a year. So
You
could learn and you got to practice that money, or you could live stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you live stream, then people who are into the game are really happy to watch you because you get to look at basically a person who's much, much better than you, probably someone you look up to. Speedrunners love this because they could record their videos or their VODs.
I watch speedruns of games I like all the time. Like I've watched probably 60 Dark Souls speedruns. I watched Doom Eternal. Yep. Like anything I enjoy, I like watching it get done very fast.
Mm-hmm. And unless you're hiding secret strats, it's really cool to do that in front of people because they get to watch you break the game, which is really cool. They can give you money, so you have an income while you're spending hundreds and hundreds of hours of your life on a game.
Also very cool.
Yeah. So people like to see it, and if you're streaming it, also you get the added bonus that you don't have to worry about losing your Prime run because Twitch is going to save that for you. So you can just go look at your VOD anytime.
Back up the VOD.
Yep. There's a lot of speedruns, actually, because Twitch cleared VODs at some point in their history, and there's some speedruns that are lost to history because of that. Because they were just only on VODs.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you can still find He-Man and the Masters of the Universe on YouTube from 2005 or whatever it was. So.
What?
Twitch is also a great place to host esports tournaments. Around 2011, this is when esports really started to become real. It was not something we were thinking about anymore. There was huge, huge arenas being filled for StarCraft, for Counter-Strike, for a lot of games. It was cool. I remember having to explain esports to people, actually, when I was watching them. And now they're becoming more commonplace. Like, a lot of people know them. Some people put their nose up at them. But
League of Legends, they just had their spring playoffs. They do basically break their season into two. They do spring and summer. At the end of summer, they do like the Worlds tournament. And at the end of spring, they just have like regional playoffs. And they usually do like a mid-season invitational tournament. But I don't know if it's happening this year because of the pandemic. But the spring playoffs for just the NA, the North America League, was on ESPN. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
It's on ESPN, like, usually, and, like, with sports being canceled everywhere, it certainly helps. They probably got, like, a higher ESPN channel to be on, but it's funny. Like, my dad's, like, a big sports guy. He loves football. He loves hockey, so he's always listening to TSN, which is Canada's affiliate ESPN. He's always listening to them, and he's like, yeah, for, like, half an hour at, like, 7 at night, they always do, like, a panel that just talks about esports and esports news. It's cute because he knows I like it, so he always listens to it. Like, I don't really understand it, though.
I was going to say, he's going to learn something, definitely, if he's listening to it all the time. Your dad's going to be like collateral damage. His collateral damage of the pandemic is knowing stuff about League of Legends.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to go to a Counter-Strike Majors final. And
In Poland, right?
In Poland, in Katowice, There was 10,000 people in the stadium, and it was electric. And as someone who has 700 plus hours in Counter-Strike, I was really into it too, because I could not understand to the level of the pros, but at least kind of know what's going on strategy-wise and stuff.
Yeah.
And It was so cool to watch, man. Even though I couldn't speak to the Polish person next to me, we could agree on the Counter-Strike shot that just happened.
You know? Yeah.
You look, you give him a thumbs up. Hey. Yeah. Sika, bleep.
I was going to say that the universal language of friendship is just like just straight smoking a dude with a headshot from across the map, and yeah. Everybody understands how cool that is.
Yeah. Yeah. So for a gamer, Twitch was and is an amazing place filled with interesting microcosms. You can follow the rise of Cosmo Wright in his Ocarina of Time speedrunning. He got the world record, but then eventually he also transitioned into a female, which is totally fine. But the part that wasn't fine is she got really into drugs. And was, if you want to watch like the rise and fall of Cosmo Wright, is a really interesting storyline of someone who is one of the best people on Twitch, who's now like doing drugs and sleeping on stream. And it's a crazy story.
Wait, she can do drugs on stream?
No, she can be high on stream technically. Like if they can't prove it.
Right? You can't prove that you did any drugs.
Yeah.
I got banned from Twitch once. I never found out what for, but in 2011, when I first moved to Montreal, I remember I tried streaming StarCraft once, and then something happened and I just got a notification like, hey, you've been banned. You can't stream anymore.
Huh.
And I never found out what for. They never told me what for.
They don't tell anyone.
I'm wondering if I like left my webcam on and like switched to porn or something like that. You know, like I just have no idea. Of course, I didn't have any viewers. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, nobody's going to find it.
Forsen, who's a really popular streamer, just got banned this week and nobody knows exactly why. They won't tell him. And we think it's because he's being toxic to his teammates. He was yelling at Russian guys that might have been taken as a slur, but Twitch won't even tell you. So how do you improve? They're just like, you can't stream now. We won't tell you exactly why you're wrong, but you were wrong.
Yeah, you can't learn if you're just being... That's like gaslighting someone. It's like being emotionally abused. It's just like you're getting beaten, but you don't understand why.
Yeah.
I mean, is like a platform where people stand to make millions really the place that we need to let racists reform themselves, you know?
But again, if it's that part would have been obvious. It's just like, oh yeah, he's a racist and that's why he was banned. But if it's not something
they
that
should say
that clearly that obvious, then it's just being gaslit by a corporation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the free market, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitch, honestly, there's a lot of bad people who just don't have never met a woman, let's say, or they feel insignificant, so they'll take it out on women.
I believe them incels, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, there's like incels. There's just misogynistic people.
It's the internet, baby. What'd you expect?
Yeah, sexist on the internet? Come on.
Oh.
I don't agree with the most of the people on Twitch, but there is a good community there, too. Yeah. And I think that it is cool that this many like-minded people can get together for gaming or for role-playing or for whatever it is. And sometimes it can be really cool, but like anywhere, there's a lot of trash.
I mean, you put enough people in a public place, which that essentially is, and you're all going to notice when the scum rises to the top. Like, that's it. What are you going to do? Fuck.
I think it's like you said, too, Peter. Like, I think there's probably the same proportion of shitty people in, like, any gathering, like, if you're at work or whatever.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's anonymity. People now just can, like, say whatever they want, and all they do is get banned and make a new account and fuck off, you know, or they have a VPN, exactly. Or they get IP banned, and they just change their IP. And
if a rap song comes on, you'll see Tryhard Sevens all the way through there, because Tryhard is a black dude just smiling, mm-hmm. and then Seven is a salute, so rap equals black dude, so they just spam it. Like, it's they're dumb.
The worst.
Internet.
Yeah. Other stories you can follow is you can see Greek God X. He was from the UK, and he was a massive dude, like 400 pounds, and he is fit now. And
he has a weight loss journey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So over inspiring.
Eat your heart out, Instagram.
Yeah. In the case of Asmongold, he can bring you on a tour of his dingy apartment, and you can see like month-old sodas molding over and stuff. But like over this tower of gross cups are his two monitors, where he has the best gear in the game. And he makes more money than probably most of us will.
Depression, a live stream, like
it's like salad fingers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But as much as there's like gross stuff and like weird stuff and bad people on there, there is a lot of good. And there's probably at least one channel on the platform that anyone could enjoy if you just look hard enough.
Lore and Boys.
TV/The Lore Boys.
Yeah.
The Super Mario Maker channels are all like really good. And if you like just Pooh Bear. Mario levels, really cool Mario levels. Yeah, Grand Pooh Bear's one, Orator, The Beast, yeah. Ryukar, Carl Sagan, all of them. Great people.
Yeah, they are. There's like channels too. If you're into music, if you're into art, you can watch people draw art live. You can watch people play music by request, like as it's coming in. Insanely talented people.
If you want to see girls play with wrapping paper, there's like ASMR shit.
ASMR.
There's Dungeons and Dragons live streams, like Critical Role, one of the biggest ones out there. Live streams on Twitch all the time. They're not doing it during the pandemic. I don't know if they've restarted because I'm not completely caught up, but I know they like to meet up in person, so they haven't been doing it since. But
yeah,
another one. Some people will stream their podcast recordings on Twitch.tv.
Some people. Yeah.
We've always said we wouldn't because we didn't have the camera setups to make it work, and now we have no excuse, I suppose.
Yeah.
So many of the early streamers, like if they would have been banned, if we applied today's terms of services to their content, like before Amazon took over. There's a lot of people who enjoyed attention-seeking behavior and were streaming already on things like Xfire and Justin TV and stuff like this, and they were given a platform that took off. So they went from
How is
like
live streaming 24 hours of your life not attention seeking? I think it's literally the core of the service.
Yeah.
I mean, for that, you could kind of say it might be like some sort of social experiment or something like that. Like, or maybe you're just like, hey, I think this is going to make me rich one day, which he wasn't wrong, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So August 25th, 2014, Amazon acquired Twitch Interactive. You know how much money they spent for Twitch?
I'm going to guess $2 billion.
I was going to guess in the millions. I was going to say, let's say 250 million.
970 million. Split the difference between the two of you pretty much. Yeah. And almost a billion. Not bad for a website that started with the POV from a baseball cap.
Exactly. A laptop and a backpack.
Yeah.
That baseball cap's probably in a museum right now.
The Smithsonian.
Yeah, the Smithsonian. You got the space shuttle. And you've got Justin's hat.
Yeah.
And it's got like a YouTube thumbnail of him next to it with his mouth open.
A big shocked reaction face. That's YouTube thumbnails now.
Oh, the YouTube face.
I don't even click on, even if the content might be good, if you have a thumbnail like that, I won't click on you.
Yeah, anyway. Same.
So by 2015, Twitch had more than 1.5 million broadcasters and 100 million unique viewers per month. So 2015, like they're very set up at this point and they have Amazon money to back them up.
I mean, that's a lot of money, Amazon.
Yeah. I'll take a cut of that. If it's just, if it's free, like I'll take some. Sure.
Yeah. Take some Amazon stock.
Well, hell yeah.
So since 2015 and now, Twitch has, there's been small changes, of course, but fairly static, just growing. Do you know who had the most concurrent views on Twitch at any given time? And what the
scene has or had?
Had. So the biggest one single stream, it is Ninja.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was when he streamed with Canadian rapper.
Oh, Drake.
Yes. Star of Degrassi, Drake.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it made a big impact. Ninja ended up being interviewed on like a million and one shows. Like you could see him on Ellen, you could see him on news shows, you could see him on all this stuff. And
he was at Times Square for New Year's Eve. Like,
he was.
Oh, that was some of the top tierest cringe I've ever seen.
Very good. Doing his
little a young man that not a single person in the audience gives a flying fuck about is trying to motivate them to dance in the pouring rain.
In the pouring rain, in the cold, with their diapers on, like nobody wants to do.
Yeah. So here's the biggest, but like Twitch, especially now with the pandemic, there's a lot of viewers. A lot of people are spending their time there. Even though he's the most viewed, Twitch is definitely not on the decline. It's still going up.
Yeah, he moved away too. He's on Mixer now, isn't he?
He is. Him and Shroud. Shroud also was another legend of Twitch. He's like, Shroud's an FPS god. Like, he can pick up Apex Legends, never touch the game ever, and he'll just go on like a 30 kill streak just because he's so good at FPS games.
That's like every pro FPS player, though. Like, I've watched my fair share of like Overwatch pros who like moved on to other games after Overwatch, and it's just like so unfair watching them play. You're just like, how do you do this? Like, you've never played this game before.
Yeah.
mechanically they're all similar enough. Like if you hit god status or like triple S god status, it doesn't really matter. If you can point and click and use WASD, you're good to go.
Yeah. And there's always like machine gun, sniper rifle gun, pistol gun, you know, like,
do you know a ninja
pistol gun or like World War II pistol gun? There's always the same guns.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what Ninja did before Fortnite was what he played for the most views?
Like video game or job wise?
He was like a professional gamer in a different game that was an FPS.
Was it a third person or a first person?
First person.
Was he Call of Duty?
No, it was earlier. We actually mentioned it on this stream.
Was he Counter-Strike?
On this podcast. It was Halo 1.
Oh, shit.
He was a very good Halo player. And he played other Halos too. I think he played Halo 2 and 3 as well. But that's where he cut his teeth for FPS games.
X-Fire on Halo.
Yeah.
He was part of the MLG crowd.
I guess so, man. Yeah. So Google tried to make an impact on live streaming at one point with YouTube Gaming. Do you know what it is? Have you watched it? I haven't.
I haven't. I heard about it. I remember watching like probably Philip DeFranco make fun of it once, and then that was the last I ever heard of YouTube Gaming.
Yeah. It's YouTube's answer to Twitch. It's essentially the same service. Like, it's not, the culture is like a little different, and like obviously the emotes are different. But like, I know Hearthstone, the Grand Fine, or like the Grandmaster, which is like the Hearthstone like league. They only stream on YouTube Gaming. They don't stream on Twitch. I assume they have some sort of like exclusive partnership with them where they get paid to do it.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because you go to the chats and you see like KekW. Like, you see people typing what you need to type to do an emote in Twitch chat, but it just comes up as the word in YouTube Gaming. But even then, you know what they're like, you know what the emote is, because you like, if somebody types PogChamp, you know it's the face of the guy PogChamp.
Yeah,
it's Twitch culture,
open like perfectly round lips sort of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
PogChamp is the YouTube reaction face, essentially.
Yes. Yeah exactly. No reaction.
Yeah. So Google didn't stick. There's some other ones too. There's Caffeine. They're trying to take off. They've been doing it for a couple of years. I've seen their name on like Counter-Strike jerseys and stuff, but no one's really made the transition.
And Keck is from WoW, right?
Keck W is the face of, like, it's an old video, and it's a guy explaining something to someone, and then he just bursts out laughing over and over again. And
it's a Spanish guy, and he's talking about how he got a job. He worked like 2 days in his life, and one of them he was like working in a kitchen, and somebody told him
the guy missing teeth.
Yeah, he didn't have to scrub the pans. All he had to do was take them out and put them in the ocean, and they would clean themselves overnight. And he did that, and then the tide came in, and he's just dying laughing.
Yeah, okay, it's this guy.
The video again the other day, the original. It makes me laugh.
I see the meme template of it, him explaining something, and it's usually like a company getting away with something. It's like, yes. Yeah, and then we just put like a blanket over top it, and they still bought it.
Yeah, I know he gets cut into cut in as like a half second reaction cut, like, you know, like Woody from Toy Story gets like the bah, like cut in there. I've heard this guy Kevin, because he's got like the, and then it just like cuts away.
That's exactly the sound that he makes. Just
I love that fucking video. It kills me. I had no idea
that essence was boiled down to four letters. Keck
W. Okay.
And that's what Keck W is. But like, different streamers don't like it. Like, S Fan feels like it's a laugh track. Like, Keck W is not a real laugh. What you want is a little W. But I know.
I was gonna say, shut the fuck up.
A lot of people laugh when they want to laugh, huh?
Yeah.
I like S Fan. He's the best ret paladin in the world.
Keck W. No, I meant Keck itself. Really. Like, KEK is from World of Warcraft, correct?
I don't know how or in what way, so why don't you explain to us, Peter?
I heard it was like, because you, Horde and Alliance, speak different languages, and LOL is just garbled as Keck when you can't understand other players.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, no. LOL is, I should know this, but LOL is not Keck. Maybe on the Alliance side, the Horde translates to LOL, but when an Alliance lols at me, it's like gob or something like that.
That's what it is. When a Horde says LOL, an Alliance character sees Keck.
Okay, yeah, because I had heard that a long time ago.
Horde players need Burr.
Burr, that's it, Burr. So, I never play Alliance, so I didn't know that.
Mm.
The more you know.
The more you know, the further you'll grow.
So there's a meta right now on Twitch where streamers pull up YouTube content.
Yeah.
So, they just basically watch YouTube content and react to it. and thousands of people watch. There's actually a lot of people coming from YouTube and going to Twitch right now. A lot of the new viewers are coming from YouTube. Like at night, they'd usually just turn on YouTube and watch it all night, but now they're watching Twitch.
Okay. Yeah.
So if a Twitch streamer is watching YouTube videos for you, you have none of the hassle of having to choose a video or knowing how you should react, because they'll do that for you.
It's like having an assistant. I have my assistants do all of my shopping and admin work and chewing and sleeping for me. I don't need to do anything anymore.
Yeah. There's also the just chatting section on the website where you can find attractive dudes talking about politics like Hassan Abi, or you can catch some scantily clad gamers where their face cam is bigger than the gameplay on their stream. And if that's for you, that you can get that. I found that there's a lot of people, this is weird, but part of Twitch is a lot of people who don't have access to pornography or they're blocked by their IP and stuff. Twitch is usually not blocked. So they'll head to the just chatting section and they'll watch what Twitch would call coomers join the chat. So
okay,
the coomers are there and they're there only to coom. They're not.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that because they want to get their cummies off or their coomies off, right?
Yeah. Okay, coomer.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
A lot of terms start on Twitch and like bleed into other parts of the internet. Like I found out from Anger, like when we did our Dota episode, what a fucking simp was. But apparently that's like a thing that started on Twitch as well. Like a term they started to use.
It's a sucker something mediocre pussy. It's a guy who's like giving everything for something he's not going to get back in return.
Sucker investing in mediocre pussy?
Yeah.
It's money-based, right?
But it's overused now because everybody will, like, I could just say, like, let's say you had a girlfriend and she walked by and I said, oh, like, you look nice today.
Yeah, that's all simp. Exactly.
Shut up about my girlfriend, dude. What the hell?
Yeah, well, I'd be a simp.
Even though... Oh, my girlfriend.
My intention of saying that, though, is to see... to say that there's like no sexual anything to it, but Twitch will be like simp.
Jamie, you tell Ariane she looks like shit or you don't talk to her at all.
Neg my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's part of the misogyny that is Twitch. You can't be nice to a woman anymore right now because you're a simp.
It's very, and again, like this is a lot like how it originally attracted like young tech savvy people. Nowadays it definitely attracts like incel types and like people who are socially isolated in the best of times when we're not all socially isolating.
Yeah, like currently.
Yeah, so they just like they don't have those social skills to like deal with people of the opposite gender that are or the same gender that they're attracted to.
The opposite gender than what they're attracted to, where they go on Twitch to flirt with men. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? You've been alone too long. You have no idea what's going on.
But I feel like you say like a ton of internet terms derived from here, but I think you just hang out in like gaming spheres on the internet.
It's where I absorb these things.
And like so many gamers hang out on Twitch. So much of it like comes from there. Yeah. But if you hung out in like Catholic Facebook pages all the time, you know, and Pinterest, like my girlfriend, she goes on Instagram, she goes on Pinterest. Like she doesn't know what any of these terms mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Nobody uses them on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that.
The stream I have open right now has its own language, pretty much. It's you could say PPC, which means be positive. I have no idea why it means that. PPC. You say of course. He's like a French dude, so you say oh my little of course. It's like that thing over there. It's like oh if I had my little of course, then maybe I'd be able to do this. Of course is just a noun in his world, but everyone in the WoW world knows what that means, and they know you're talking about Peo when you say that. Because he just has his own terms, and I love him.
I assume PPC stands for positivity, please, you cucks.
Probably yes. I've learned most of the gaming terms from our Discord from other people because I didn't know what PogChamp meant, right? Because like I don't roll deep enough in gaming circles to understand fucking anything.
Yeah. And I suppose for the people listening at home, PogChamp is like when something like really cool happens or like somebody finally did something that they've been trying to do for like a long time.
Yeah, I've been watching substitute for like, that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Mizkiff and S-Fan and Mitch Jones, they've all been doing like Super Mario 64 speedruns. So if they get like a really cool glitch that's hard to do, everyone will spam PogChamp.
I watch. So again, I'm going to keep bringing it back to Super Mario Maker because that's what I watch on Twitch mostly. But I was watching Grand Pooh Bear yesterday and today, and he spent 6 to 7 hours yesterday just trying to beat this one level, and he couldn't beat it. So he, again, when he started his stream today, he started with that level, and he played it for like 3 hours on top of that. And then he had played for 10 hours when he started the stream. So I think he was up to like 13, 14 hours or something like that on one level. And so when he beat it, because he did beat it today, that was like everybody spams PogChamp.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like an overview of Xfire to Justin TV to Twitch, kind of the evolution of live streaming and where we are today, where there's people watching YouTube videos and people watching YouTube videos and all this crazy stuff. But to finish off, I thought it'd be fun to play a game, because Twitch has really inconsistent banning habits. Like, they just ban people sometimes for good reasons.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and they don't ban other people. So I'll say a situation, and you guys can guess if the person was banned or not, and bonus points if you guess which streamer. I don't expect you to know, but we can talk about who it was and how it happened after.
We've entered the Jeopardy portion of the podcast.
Yeah.
For Mario streamers, I will not get which streamer it was.
So number one, we'll start off slow. Streamer restreamed their own content. So they had an 8-hour stream. They went off and did something else and replayed that 8-hour stream.
I'm going to say not ban.
No idea. Maybe ban.
So nowadays, they will not do it. Anomaly, who does it for Valorant, who has the backing of Riot, does not get banned. But Amaz, the Hearthstone player, did back when Hearthstone was just taking off. So inconsistent. I could go either way on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. A streamer was banned for making a joke about COVID. I could tell you the exact joke if you'd like.
Yeah, that would help.
Please, yeah.
The world would be
banned from podcasts.
So for context, she was on a podcasting stream where there's a lot of people trolling who will say the opposite thing just to get a reaction, just to get people lulwing in the chat or pogging in the chat or whatever it is in the chat, kekwing. They said the world would be a better place without old and poor people.
You already said she was banned, right?
I didn't say. It's your...
I'm saying ban.
I'm going to say not banned in this case.
So Ethan was right that she was banned, but other people weren't for making similar jokes. But she had a long enough track record that Twitch was looking to get her banned anyways. Her name is Casey Tron. Her content is her in low-cut shirts.
Okay, good.
And she smokes weed, and she's so bad at it. Just goes, she coughs the whole time. Yeah, she gets like
women these days, huh? They don't even know how to smoke weed properly.
There's many women who smoke weed better than I do, but she's really bad at it. Her streams are a complete mess. I tuned in one time, and she's in a trailer behind her house, sleeping in the trailer. I don't know why she's sleeping in the house. And it's a complete mess everywhere. She's smoking, and she's just like coughing more than talking. And there's 2,000 people watching.
Girl coughing has got to be its own category on Pornhub. I don't even doubt for one second that all those guys are coomers.
When she coughs, it looks like she's giving a ghost a blowjob.
Oh, if you pause it, you could Photoshop in something. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's actually kind of funny, though. She leans into it. She knows what she's doing. Whenever you sub to her, it shows up as like latest white knight is.
Yeah.
And she's just like edgy for the point of being edgy, I guess. I don't watch her regularly, but Casey Tron, I find it's kind of funny anytime I see her.
Full discretion, I am like so for every single woman out there, like with an OnlyFans, just like preying on desperate men. Like, I am just so for it. Like, take them everything that they have. Like, like, you want a $1,200 donation for like bending down to draw on your whiteboard? Like, you fucking earned it, girl. You get it.
Yeah, it's just, you didn't force them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the society broke these men, you didn't.
If I could do that, I totally would. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, if I could just make money by being hot?
I mean, if I was hot, maybe I could, but...
Yeah,
well, that's why we're podcasting, am I right, boys?
Yeah.
And why we don't stream it.
Gotta hide these ugly mugs.
Yeah, so a streamer accidentally showed her vagina on stream.
You told me about that. That was the ASMR woman. I can't remember her name. She's gorgeous, though.
Not banned, right? I seem to remember it.
She got banned temporarily because her short shorts let some of her vagina fall out.
So she's on the ground.
Amaranth.
Her name Amaranth.
I remember that. Yeah, because I looked her up when you told me about that, because I was just like, oh, interesting. And I found her Instagram, and she's at gorgeous.
Yeah, she's like most of the streamers I watch. I feel like there's a huge congregation of them in Austin, Texas. She's from there too. She was like laying on the ground, just like playing with her dog and wearing short shorts, and like kind of accidentally slipped. And we saw her womanhood. This took a while to get banned. That's why you guys were kind of not sure, but she did get banned. And she came back with more followers after the fact because people like Peter went and looked her up. We didn't even know her before.
No way. She came back with more followers? Shut up.
What a hot girl has wardrobe malfunction, and that's and now that's news? I think so.
I wonder how many people Googled Tina Turner after that Super Bowl, right? Like,
no, was it? It was Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
With Justin Timberlake? Yeah.
So a funny follow-up to that, there's a streamer called Grizz, and he's a dude, and he wanted to kind of show the inequality of girls getting not banned right away versus a guy getting banned right away. So he's feeding into some of this misogynist stuff, because, like, why pick that battle anyways? But
yeah,
he
put a fake pair of testicles hanging out of his shorts, and just, like, very, like, just really hanging out there. And very blatantly, he's like, what? And like moving around, and there's these balls just falling down. He got banned too, even though they were fake. But that was a joke on the previous ban.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did he come back with more followers? Or?
I don't know. The only reason I've heard of him is because of this, so maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Reason I had heard of Amaranth was because of that. So,
yeah.
Two peas in a pod, they is.
I watched her stream with Mizkif and S-Fan, and she's actually really funny too. She's not just like an attractive person. Like, she does have a good head on her shoulders and knows how to.
Can she smoke weed?
I haven't seen her do it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think though? You seem to have strong opinions on it.
I don't know, but if she did it, she'd do it better than Casey. That's for sure.
Enough with the coughing already.
Oh, it's annoying. She goes on podcasts and stuff, and like, she's smoking like clearly on stream, so it's part of her image, but she just can't take a hit. That's maybe I should reword that. The woman couldn't take a hit. anyways, so the next one, a streamer on stream IRL was in a car, and another car pulled up on him, pulled gun on him, and started like shooting and stealing his car.
That's a ban.
I'm gonna say ban as well, because that sounds like one of those like automated rules not being applied consistently, where instead of calling the police or something, Twitch would have just banned him and ignored it.
Yeah, right away they banned him.
I'm gonna say it was Ice Poseidon, just because he's the only IRL streamer I know.
No, not yet. He's still we got one for him later, but this is Bees on My Head TV.
Bees on My Head?
Yeah, Bees on My Head TV, yeah. In September 14th broadcast, he got into a confrontation with a group that ended with gunshots and carjacking. He was okay. Twitch thought it would be best practice to indefinitely suspend the channel for his own protection. So he almost got shot, so let's turn off that. But 4 days later, he had his channel back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, copycat like crimes are a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're like somebody that's like that out there, it's possible that somebody tries to be the one that gets you now that you're like a topic, for sure.
Yeah. Streamer gets banned for a Pink Floyd poster. Yes or no?
See, I'm like, say no. That's too heavy.
Stupid that I want to say yes, but because I'm like, come on, it's got to be stupid, right? So I'll go yes.
I'm going to say no, because I know copyright on YouTube and Twitch can be fucking crazy, but I'm going to say that did not get banned.
Which was it, Dark Side of the Moon? Because that's got to be the most iconic one, right?
It's all the butts in a row. And it wasn't for copyright. It wasn't for copyright. It's for nudity. And they did get banned.
I forgot about that one. Because I always think of Wish You Were Here and Dark Side of the Moon, yeah.
It was all the butts. Butts on a poster in his background got him. This was Gabe Pixie Baptista. He got banned.
Good for him.
That'll teach you for listening to classic rock.
Yeah. Okay, next situation. A streamer gets banned from Twitch because they went to the airport and a viewer called in a bomb threat saying that this streamer is bringing a bomb onto the plane. Viewer calls it in. He's going into the plane. Twitch bans him from the platform for getting a bomb threat from one of his viewers.
Can I ask if this was since 2014? I'm going to say ban. This is obviously...
I don't remember. Right?
I'm going to say ban. It sounds like the same thing as the carjacking. It's like a for your own good, we're going to ban your account sort of thing.
Shut down an international airport. Like, whoever owns Twitch has to ban you, or like they're going to have the feds like investigating them. Like, there's just no way you don't ban that person.
Yeah.
And that's your boy Ice Poseidon. That happened to him.
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
I think he has some of the most fucked up, viewership or whatever, because there's like a ton of shit like that. There was one like restaurant that he went to that people just like bombarded it with calls and like death threats to the owner and everything. And like, one of the few clips I've seen of him is him getting kicked out of this restaurant because the owner's like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here. It's like a mom and pop Italian restaurant in LA somewhere. And like his fucking viewers just like calling death threats to the owner for fun, I guess.
God damn it.
It's so sick. Like,
it's the worst. For seven, was a streamer banned for no reason at all?
Okay. We already said there was one. The guy who just got banned and he didn't have a reason. Foreskin? What was it?
Foreskin CD is a popular emote of his face all messed up. I don't like Foreskin. He's kind of, I think like to him, racism is funny. Like, he has like this meme where he's like, I'm from Uganda. And I'm like, not sure why it's funny, but he just keeps saying it.
Is he?
No, he's very white and very, I think, German. Yeah.
Sounds very racist. Yeah. Sounds like you said you didn't know why this guy got banned, but it really sounds like this guy should have got banned.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I've seen some reasons here.
Again, why now, for me, though? That's enough. Like,
why now, though? There's been, like, this has been a prolonged thing.
The second best time to do it, or the best time to do it was whatever when it first started. The second best time to do it is now. Like,
yeah.
Right.
So for no reason at all, it did happen. We already talked about it. But this one was to a streamer named Velvet7. She's a girl that is fairly new to streaming, but she's on the rise, and she was mistakenly banned for 5 weeks. She was informed of this and then recorded a video where she had a panic attack, because this is her income. She was just banned for wearing clothes that were not appropriate. So she completely changed. She wore more covering clothes and everything.
Full suit and tie.
Yeah. Twitch reversed this, but shortly after it became a meme. So now if you go into a channel and you see someone say something really fucked up, like you see Casey say there should be no older poor people, they all deserve to die, someone in the comment section will be like, this was really messed up that this just happened. Velvet7 should be banned.
Like, banned for other people's actions.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of a meme that happened fairly like a month ago. Velvet7 got banned for so I kind of talked about it. Live stream fails and drama views, like, there's people will go watch a 5-second clip, make an opinion about someone, and then go into their stream and just like spam them all day trying to get into their nerves. And this part of Twitch sucks, but as a whole I'm really happy it exists. Something that's really cozy that's happening right now is Mizkif has evening streams where he speedruns Mario 64, 16 star, and he started it at like 40-minute speedruns, and he almost got sub 20 last night.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so it's really fun to watch, and he's positive to everyone around him, and he's dating another really famous streamer, Maya Higa, who does more outdoor climbing mountain streams and stuff while he grinds away at Mario 64. Check out Mizkif stream if you guys like that. I think it's a really wholesome, cool place to hang out right now on Twitch. And I like Twitch a lot, and that's kind of a little summary of how it got to where it is.
Some of the controversies therein as well.
Yeah,
I think for anyone who like wants to get into it, like find a game that you like, obviously, and just like hop through streamers for a while. It's like an unfortunate thing that a lot of the busier streams, like the bigger streamers already, tend to have the more like thriving communities. So chat tends to be more fun and more funny because there's just so many more people saying stuff at the same time. And typically, if they have a huge following, they're probably more experienced in like responding to Twitch chat and actually paying attention to it. There's different kind of streams too, because like sometimes I'll watch like pro players from various video games like League of Legends or something like that, and they're like, they're not good quote unquote streamers. They're just good video game players. And they don't interact with Twitch chat because they're being competitive and they're like fully paying attention to the game. And then there's other ones like Grand Pooh Bear, who streams Super Mario Maker, who really just like he's reading chat the whole time that he's playing, you know?
And being awesome at the game, which that's probably due to Fortnite's popularity and Ninja's FPS skill plus his ability to stream. It was like the perfect storm to make like a crazy popular streamer. So
yeah,
it is a skill to be good at the game and also to be good at streaming. I think I'm good at streaming. I don't think I'm good at games. But
okay. Yeah, I think that's probably, I'm probably better at the chat interaction than I am at video games themselves. Yeah.
Shame.
As someone who's been playing League for 10 years at this point and recently tried ranked again and now is still in bronze, it's like,
yeah.
Gold's the best I've ever been. So
old dog, yeah. New tricks, that's it.
Yeah, you can always find me at twitch.tv/theloreboys, whatever I finally stream there. I need to figure a way to get OBS on this computer to see if it can actually...
You can probably download it off the internet, would be my guess, but I don't
know. Yeah,
probably the best way to go with that.
WoW runs at 100 frames per second always, so I don't know what happens when I add OBS to that, if OBS is going to be okay with that.
You can probably download it from the internet and then try it, and then you'd be able to find out.
Yeah, maybe next week, we'll see.
I just built myself a mostly new computer, and I keep telling myself I'll stream one of these days, but hasn't happened yet. When it does happen, I'll probably tweet about it at Ethan the Dead Man, and that's usually where you can find me. If you want to tweet at the show, it's at Loreboys. We have theloreboys.com for anybody who wants to like check out the site, see all the episodes, and anybody who likes the show, please tell your friends. It means the world to us to get new listeners. We're always growing as a community. We're trying to build a positive community, like the better Twitch streams. And we'd love to hear from you guys. So if you want to go to the Discord and join our Discord, we're usually chatting in there. And you can find that link on the website, loreboys.com.
Yes. I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter and at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram, where we upload the title cards and videos of my pets in isolation and all that shit. I'm not going to promise that I'm ever going to stream because I won't. I stopped telling that lie out loud years ago, and still the same thing. I'm not going to do it.
Peter gets very frustrated whenever he streams.
Yeah, I'll stream for like, or the last time I streamed was for like 8 minutes or something like that, and I realized, I was like, I don't know why the fuck I'm doing this, and then just turned it off.
If 10 people don't show up in the first 5 minutes, Pete's like, I'm fucking out. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours, or like 2 years ago. Yeah. Just speaking of community and like Discord, please come in. We also have some of our own memes, and if you'd like to for some reason put that meme on your body, we have a make your own merch page up on the website. There's two of them up there right now, with more to come. So if you want a obscure reference to a show on the internet that no one will understand on a t-shirt or on, I don't know, maybe on the butt of some sweatpants, since nobody's wearing jeans anymore, you could replace that juicy with a piece of corn, whatever you want, guys. Like, that's it. So yeah, check out the site, check out everything, and leave us reviews, or like these fine folks, send us an email at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. Our first email comes from Jack Thompson. Hopefully it is the disbarred Florida lawyer who hates video games, because all he sent us was a picture of a chihuahua wrapped in tinfoil.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I missed this email.
So. Yep. It's just like, well, you know, like the classic Alex Jones, like tinfoil cone hat?
Yeah.
It's like that. And he's also got like a little tinfoil cloak on. So that's in our inbox if you want to see that.
I'm checking it out now.
I'm glad. Thank. I'm not sure why, but thank you.
Yeah. All I responded to him a couple days ago was blip.
Oh, yeah. That's very good. Yeah. That is a very good picture. It's very good.
Honestly, I love this. So if anybody else wants just to send an out of context photo to loreboyspodcast@gmail.com, please do.
Then we got a response. So last week we did Starship Troopers, which was a suggestion from one of our listeners named Peter. And he responded. He says, "Hi guys, stoked to hear my name on the podcast. Thanks. Though I'm not an old man, at least in my head I'm not, with 34 years.
I don't remember calling him old either, but we're sorry.
Maybe you're just self-conscious about being 34. Like, I don't think that's old.
Or maybe we said a stupid thing on
you. We probably said something stupid. I'm willing to put that on us, not call him self-conscious.
I mean, I don't think we normally say stupid stuff while recording the podcast. Yeah. Maybe just one time, right?
Yeah, he's 34, so don't worry about that. And he says, "And as far as I know, I'm not, in brackets, related to Paul Verhoeven. Death to the heretic for defiling Starship Troopers."
So a fan of the OG.
Yeah, exactly. The sex move is spot on, though, which we find out later is called the Dutch Peter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Was laughing out loud, so all is well. Ethan, I doth hereby declare you honorary Dutchman, if you so desire. Winky
Hell
face.
Yeah, dude. I made it. I finally made it. Do my clogs come in the mail and with a tulip bulb or?
Oh yeah, like where do I pick them up?
Yeah,
how I'll do start we get building the size? A windmill.
I'll start building a windmill and a dike outside. So.
Yeah, to reroute your water.
Yeah.
The adrenaline of anyone mentioning me sparked my memory for several other worthy lores. Dante's Inferno. Let's face it, hell is as cool. Hell is cool, or is it? Very funny. Plus, it has the God of War knockoff game. So he seems to be pretty hardcore into literature because he's talking about the Divine Comedy, not the video game, in this one here.
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a video game called Dante's Inferno?
Yeah, it's, no, like he says, it's the God of War ripoff.
Okay.
It's not good. Like, I didn't enjoy it back in the day, but yeah.
Never heard of it. I have Dante's Inferno on, well, it's the Inferno by Dante, right? I have it on my bookshelf here. I've been meaning to read it, so maybe I will definitely do that someday.
The lore of hell in general is, at least from what we understand of it now, is tied heavily to its depiction in the Divine Comedy, so I would love for one of us to do that. Like, I'd fucking do it. I had so much fun with the Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
He also says...
Yeah, that's step
what?
One, right?
Yeah, learn to
I said
read.
I'll learn how to read, yeah.
Do like Peter and listen to audiobooks. You don't have to learn how to read.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they have it for player piano? I don't have an iPod.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. We could find the spool with the Divine Comedy on it.
All the holes on it. Yeah.
I think a player piano has nubs, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. We'll do player piano lore at some point. He also suggests GTA lore, Galactic Civilizations lore, which might be a video game. I haven't heard of that. And the Dresden Files.
Oh, Dresden Files would be really cool, too.
Great series combining film noir with magic and several mythologies. Plus, he wants to throw his weight in behind Dune as well, because I know people have suggested Dune multiple times.
Also on my bookshelf. Yeah. That's actually the next book that I'm reading when I'm done the book that I'm reading right now.
Perfect. Then he concludes, thanks for the great podcast, and I am glad I got to interest my namesake in Starship Troopers. The audiobook is a classic, in my opinion. Cheerio from the Netherlands. Proud origins of the Dutch Peter sex move. And then he sent us another one a couple days ago where he wanted
a dog in tinfoil.
Sorry?
With just a picture of a dog in tinfoil.
Yeah, people keep sending that to us.
Yeah.
He just says, hi guys, just for my final, for now, suggestion, Vampire the Masquerade, the extended The World of Darkness. Cheerio, Dutch Peter. Nice. I think Bloodlines 2 is probably going to be fucking dope. I don't know anything about it. I know that Vampire the Masquerade, the OG, software-wise, is like a cripplingly broken game that you need to install and then mod the absolute shit out of just to be able to play. But I know it's like a really broad, like, classic Deus Ex style RPG with like just hundreds of different permutations, so... I'd be down to take a look at the Masquerade, probably closer to the launch of Bloodlines 2 for that SEO, but absolutely, I think that's a great idea as well.
Nice.
Good job, Dutch Peter. I'd give you a Dutch Peter if you were standing in front of me.
We all would.
I don't know what the fuck that's going to entail, but we'll figure it out.
A Dutch triple Peter. for anybody who likes the show and wants to support us, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys, or /loreboys, one of those two. I can never remember.
Both
of them.
Both links on the website.
I don't think both of them work. One of them definitely works. Make sure you're on the right one, I guess.
The other little boys, I don't trust them.
Anybody who likes the show, you can support us on Patreon. We super appreciate it. And anybody who doesn't trust Patreon, we do, of course, always have Lore Boys Prime. This week on Lore Boys Prime, we are not asking for money. We're asking for follows. twitch.tv/theloreboys. Lore Boys?
Yeah.
The Lore Boys.
The Lore Boys. We're farming lol W's out there, so make sure to drop those lol W's in chat.
Throw some lol W's in the chat, because Jamie started the show asking us if we knew how to farm lol W's, and he never explained it to us.
True. That's what we're doing in this show. We're farming laughs.
But it's not like you're just getting laughs. It's not like a crop that you actually like can spend.
Because
there's stuff like now. There's stuff like just watching a channel gets you like currency
channel points.
Yeah, exactly.
You can highlight your message, or you can. There's things like you can make someone end their stream. If you watch them enough, there's like a channel point that someone started, and after 7 minutes, they had to turn their stream off because someone farmed enough channel points.
That's correct. I mean, that's kind of a thing. Maybe it's like a nice, like, well, I got a day off, like, and you get to be a meme, right? So this time puts on live stream fails, and you get more popular from it.
That's where I saw it. Yeah.
Anybody wants to support us, go to twitch.tv/theloreboys and follow us there. Anybody who does will get a personalized picture of one of our pets wrapped in tinfoil, whether it's one of Peter's guppies, or my cat, or Jamie's dog.
I have a cat too.
A lot of tinfoil. We'll send everybody who follows a personalized picture of a pet, an animal abused and wrapped in tinfoil.
It's gonna be very poggers. Yeah,
it's gonna be super poggers, super kick W.
Yeah,
and I guess that would constitute a lore boy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.